This is the reading for December 6th, Habakkuk chapter 1. This is the message Habakkuk the prophet received. Lord, how long must I ask for help and you ignore me? I cry out to you about violence, but you do not save us. Why do you make me see wrong things and make me look at trouble? People are destroying things and hurting others in front of me. They are arguing and fighting. So the teachings are weak and justice never comes. Evil people gain while good people lose. The judges no longer make fair decisions. Look at the nations, watch them and be amazed and shocked. I will do something in your lifetime that you won't believe even when you are told about it. I will use the Babylonians, those cruel and wild people who march across the earth and take lands that don't belong to them. They scare and frighten people. They do what they want to do and are good only to themselves. Their horses are faster than leopards and quicker than wolves at sunset. Their horse soldiers attack quickly. They come from places far away. They attack quickly like an eagle swooping down for food. They all come to fight. Nothing can stop them. Their prisoners are as many as the grains of sand. They laugh at kings and make fun of rulers. They laugh at all the strong walled cities and build dirt piles to the top of the walls to capture them. Then they leave like the wind and move on. They are guilty of worshiping their own strength. Lord, you live forever, my God, my holy God. We will not die. Lord, you have chosen the Babylonians to punish people. Our rock, you picked them to punish. Your eyes are too good to look at evil. You cannot stand to see those who do wrong. So how can you put up with those evil people? How can you be quiet when the wicked swallow up people who are better than they are? You treat people like fish in the sea, like sea animals without a leader. The enemy brings them in with hooks. He catches them in his net and drags them in his fish net. So he rejoices and sings for joy. The enemy offers sacrifices to his net and burns incense to worship it because it lets him live like the rich and enjoy the best food. Will he keep on taking riches with his net? Will he go on destroying people without showing mercy?
Chapter 5.
Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Messiah has been born from God. Everyone who loves the Father also loves his children. We know that we love God's children when we love God by obeying his commandments. To love God means that we obey his commandments. Obeying his commandments isn't difficult, because everyone who has been born from God has won the victory over the world. Our faith is what wins the victory over the world. Who wins the victory over the world? Isn't it the person who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This Son of God is Jesus Christ, who came by water and blood. He didn't come with water only, but with water and with blood. The Spirit is the one who verifies this, because the Spirit is the truth. There are three witnesses: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. These three witnesses agree. We accept human testimony. God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony that he has given about his Son. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony of God in them. Those who don't believe God have made God a liar. They haven't believed the testimony that God has given about his Son. This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is found in his Son. The person who has the Son has this life. The person who doesn't have the Son of God doesn't have this life. I've written this to those who believe in the Son of God so that they will know that they have eternal life. We are confident that God listens to us if we ask for anything that has his approval. We know that he listens to our requests, so we know that we already have what we ask him for. If you see another believer committing a sin that doesn't lead to death, you should pray that God would give that person life. This is true for those who commit sins that don't lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I'm not telling you to pray about that. Every kind of wrongdoing is sin, yet there are sins that don't lead to death. We know that those who have been born from God don't go on sinning. Rather, the Son of God protects them, and the evil one can't harm them. We know that we are from God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we know the real God. We are in the one who is real, his Son, Jesus Christ. This Jesus Christ is the real God and eternal life. Dear children, guard yourselves from false gods.